From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Freedom of Navigation exercise rattles China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands, a site the U.S. says is in international waters, but China says is in its sovereign territory. China denounced the action, as we hear from Steve Herman.
The foreign ministry in Beijing accuses the vessel of illegally entering its waters, posing a threat to Chinese sovereignty. It says the Navy ship was monitored, followed, and warned. A U.S. military source says the mission was completed without incident. About 200 Chinese troops are believed to be stationed on Subi Reef in the South China Sea, which is naturally above water only at low tide. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
The United States is stepping up its attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq with more airstrikes and possibly some ground assaults. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke Tuesday at a congressional hearing on the American military strategy in the Middle East. He said he could see more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of a group of hostages in Iraq.
Well, our mission in Iraq is to train, advise, and assist our Iraqi partners in situations such as that operation, where we have actionable intelligence and a capable partner force. We want to support our partners, and we will.
Ash Carter. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate, John Magufuli, took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting from Sunday's election. Several key cabinet ministers appear to have lost their seats in parliament. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. More than 360 people are dead. This is VOA News. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is promising to use, in his words, all political and legal means to stop the Catalan region's efforts to become an independent republic. In a nationally televised speech Tuesday, Mr. Rajoy called the region's efforts to achieve independence an act of provocation. Pro-independence parties announced Tuesday that the provincial legislature would adopt measures next month to begin the process of breaking away from Spain. Backers of the measures say they expect full independence within 18 months. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the airstrikes that hit a hospital in Yemen, noting that hospitals and medical personnel are protected under international law. In a statement Tuesday, Mr. Ban called for a prompt and impartial investigation to ensure accountability for the airstrikes, which occurred in North Yemen's Sada province. The U.S. State Department says Iran is expected to be invited to a key meeting about Syria's political future. The meeting will take place in Vienna this week. State Department spokesman John Kirby spoke about the participation of Iran.
It's expected that Iran will be invited to attend. Point one. Point two, it's up to Iran to decide whether they're going to or not. When they are asked, and if they decide to go, who goes and who represents for them.
Attendance by Iran could mark a shift for the U.S. and other Western nations that have sought to limit engagement with Iran on issues beyond the Iran nuclear agreement reached in July. An American who had moved to Israel in the 1980s died Tuesday of wounds suffered in a Palestinian attack 2 weeks ago. Richard Lakin had been a teacher at an Arab Jewish school. Israel, meanwhile, has sentenced a radical Islamic preacher to nearly a year in prison for inciting Palestinians to riot at the East Jerusalem religious site. Sheikh Raed Salah, who heads a branch of the group called Islamic Movement, was ordered Tuesday to report to prison November 15th to start serving 11 months behind bars. His lawyer promises to appeal this sentence to the Israeli High Court. CIA Director John Brennan said Tuesday he is outraged that a hacker has broken into his personal email account. He said the attack highlights how everyone's personal data on the Internet is vulnerable. Brennan spoke at a conference on national security at the George Washington University in Washington. Congressional leaders have reached a tentative agreement with the Obama administration on a government spending plan. The plan could avoid another contentious budget standoff between the Democratic White House and the Republican-led Congress. The plan would fully fund the federal government and extend the government's debt ceiling through March 2017. The White House and the Speaker of the House are lobbying lawmakers to approve the plan. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.